as this environment changes, what you're going to find is they're going to have other types of warming, heating. Everything's going to be induction. You're going to find everything is induction. That's the catchword, is induction. So you don't have to microwave the food. You can have induction heating. They can boil a huge pot of water in just 30 seconds, which is even more efficient than a microwave. Induction heating is going to be the rage. So in a minute, all that'll be gone. So don't worry. Baked potatoes took an hour and a half in the stove. Then they take 7 or 10 minutes in a microwave. Then they're fine. It's a baked potato, for Pete's sake. But now you find that even a roasted potato, that like in a convection oven, changes everything still. So that all being said, even in an induction level, it's going to change again.
Ion, the definition of induction in the category of physics reads the production of an electric or magnetic state by the proximity without contact of an electrified or magnetized body. Are you saying that our magnetic state or our electric state is changing?
Absolutely. That's what we've been saying all along.
Are we electricity?
You are not.
Are we the source of electricity?
No, you are not.
Does our energy that is produced simply by being in this chemical body have anything to do with the production of electricity on this planet?
Oh, you're so close to it, you can taste it.
Oh, come on!
How about a positive charge on a sphere?
Like a cell or an atom?
Huh. What about that? And maybe it's just a charge. Maybe not quite magnetized, but just a charge. And then your environment is affected by that state. And now you have a process where you have a conductor placing in a charging position. Now you've changed the stationary magnetic field.
Because the conductor influences
Well, it's going to cause voltage to go across the conductor. So it's going to make, by default, an electrical current. So you're going to induce a current.
And we're talking about positive charge at this point.
Everything is. There is no negative charge. Negative is the ground. That's where Michael Faraday fucked it up, darling.
Well, I'm picturing the horse fence, the electric horse fence.
Okay.
So the top wire has a positive current that runs around the whole pasture.
That's right.
And it's grounded by one rod.
It is, but now, you know, normally I have three hots and one ground line. So you can hit the hot and it'll shock you, but the ground is what will put you on the ground. The hot in the ground is what will put you down.
Okay, the line, the bottom line, is connected to a rod sunk into the ground.
Yes, that's correct.
And that's what grounds the current.
That's right. Now, how are you going to deal with it in non-magnetic material? All that happens then is the electrons move in such a way that the individual magnetic field points are different directions. So they cancel each other out.
The individual magnetic field?
Yeah, the field's points. If something's non-magnetic, it still applies. It just takes the field, because everything's a magnetic field or degree of magnetism, unlawfully. The unlawful degree of magnetism, that's right. Then you have a pushing away process, so even a non-metallic or non-magnetic material, we said metallic because that's what it normally applies to, but the electrons are still moving, yeah? So it basically cancels each other out, and the present status of a magnetic field generates nothing. The only exception now is if you got like the Maxwell Faraday equation, which allows interaction between the magnetic fields. But that's trying to make electricity be magnetic, magnetic be electric. That's how you can use generators. But say like in our coal play, the way our coal play works, it takes and masters the ability or capacity to allow free electrons to flow from a magnetic position, but that's not magnetized. because it takes energy to turn a generator or a turbine. This is done in and of itself. And then the only thing that falls out of our coalplate, you see, is the H3O2. That's its waste.
Your waste product. And free electrons are electrons without a negative charge?
Without a pair. Don't say electrical charge, because that's not always true. Most of the time it is. But in the world, it's changing. See, with the world with a negative pH, negative won't matter. It'll be a degree of positive. You won't have any more negative. It'll be less positive or more positive. Let's say it this way. And this is being cheeky, but in time, they're going to go back and listen to this, so we need to make as much sense as possible. It's like in the future, there'll be no cold. It'll just be less hot.
And in the methane world, the temperature is always higher than it is
now. Not necessarily. No, it's not. No, it's not. Based on a bias, it is. But if you take that methane world and charge it with liquid nitrogen, it is not warmer.
We're totally redefining temperature.
See, boron is a non sequitur. Until you change the amount of rads of radiation on the planet, then boron becomes a very different conversation.
You're saying we will stop measuring things by the freezing point of water and we'll start measuring things by the absolute zero?
Absolute zero is gone.
So there's as cold as it can get, and then everything else is warm.
There is no limit. There's no limit to as cold as it can get. See, that's the thing. Now you're registering. It'd be like, well, we'll see how it goes in time. Well, wait, what? There is no time, so it's that cold on.
Does anything replace absolute zero in our current perspective?
No. Look up boron and play with it to see how you go. Okie doke.
So, does this have anything to do with the switch gear?
Yes. Everything to do with the switch gear.
Yeah, that's all
Debbie
we are.
Debbie does Dallas.
Well, I wanted to get it back to the electricity, because to get back to the electricity conversation.
Okay, here's the electricity part. There is no electricity. That's that part. You don't even know what it is. You're pumping your house full of it, and you don't even know what it is. You cook your dinner with it. You cook your lovers with it, and you do all kinds of fun things with it. You dry your hair with it, and you don't even know what it is. And there isn't any involved in this conversation. Well, you don't know what it is. You say, oh, well, it's just the moving of electrons, and they move real fast, and they're back and forth in a direction. And when they get there, they come around and get back, and I don't know. I was looking at the Wikipedia, and it seems that it moves, that there's some type of ramifications that come from the application of a watted electron in a modality that applies to the conduit at hand. It's in a grounded position. It's grounded position that allows things to flow, causes the shaking and the tide. We have lights from it. We have this from it. We have that from it. Bunch of bullshit. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have a clue what they're talking about. And then next thing you know, you read about it, and then it's on. And then, well, Marshall McLuhan said that the meteorology of the environment was an electrical impulse. And then the LaRouche came in and said it couldn't be. So if all these high-minded motherfuckers really know what's going on, they have to know what that is. But they don't know what it is. They're just talking about the babble about the babble. They're trying to say that there was a Tower of Babel before there was a Babel.
Can you tell us what electricity is?
But tell us. We'd love to know. Not one of you yet has been able to explain it to us.
Does boron have anything to do with it?
Well, that's interesting. Tell us about boron. We love boron.
Well, it's not from the Earth, apparently.
Ag2s22pl.
Is that
part of Sheila's painting?
Well, it says boron is not from here.
It's not.
It's from meteorites.
It is.
It's not a naturally occurring compound.
That's correct. It's a cosmic ray spatulation.
I know, I couldn't even say it.
Spatulation. Spatulation. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Salicylation. Salicylation. Anacanapunan, and then you're ready to go.
Allison, weren't you asking about the dermis, about the palms? And
I was.
And Ion, you said our dermis is turning into an exoskeleton armor.
Yes.
Is it to be a conduit of electricity so that we can connect to the cloud? Because you said that we couldn't let the electricity run through our body, but if it's if we have armor on, it could run over it.
Allotropes. Rhombohedral crystalline structures are aramahedral.
Rhombohedral?
Dodie's brother. Dodecahedral, Ramihedral, Rhombicedral.
And Romney.
Is he running again?
Yeah, and Romney.
So what you just said, Ion, is that the definition of an allotrope?
No.
Oh.
Well, I've got allotropes. Allotropes of carbon.
Yeah.
Carbon is capable of forming many allotropes due to its valency. Valency, I think
yeah,
I know you say that.
Yeah, valency, yeah. But now do the allotropes of boron, darling. Now here it goes. We look at the goddamn Wikipedia and we get sent before the Sanhedrin. Y'all can't even find it on the Wikipedia and that's perfectly all right. We haven't figured this out just yet. We have to go in and change the Wikipedia to match our words so you'll believe them. And that's beyond the road reproach. Y'all can't even find it on the Wikipedia. That's just perfectly all right.
Not me, Ion. Yeah. I totally am.
Yeah.
I'm like with you.
Suzanne
Debbie,
and I
Debbie
never
does
thought.
The internet.
Yeah.
Debbie does Wiki.
Debbie does Dallas in the Wiki.
Ion does Wiki. Ion
yeah,
creates Wiki.
Well, sometimes they have to put it there because that's what Marshall McLuhan said. If you can find a media ecology and affect it, you run it. Do you understand?
Yeah.
We can say anything we want to, put it in the Wikipedia. You can find it and go, well, there that son of a bitch is, like there, just like Ion said. And then you run with it. And then a creator's got it, and then we go with it. Next thing you know, Bob's patenting it.
Is it alpha rhombohedral B, beta rhombohedral B, and then YB,
whoa,
and then tetragonal boron?
Yes. If they're synthesized. And get a orthorhombic.
So this is in response to my question about the dermis being armor and electricity flowing over it to get to the cloud.
Yeah.
Ion's an allotrope, and now we're hearing this.
Yeah.
A rhombus is just a simple quadrilateral whose four sides all have the same length.
Yeah.
Oh, high pressure superconducting phase.
But the angles are different.
Yeah. Yeah.
We think it's simple, but we know it's not, but we know it is.
Yeah. Body crystalline.
Yep.
It's just like Dr. Dean's plastic.
Armor exoskeleton is what is going to enable us to do the Roy Mustang transmuting action?
No, that would be cubic boron. And the argon.
Earlier, boron was mentioned, and I don't exactly remember the reason why boron was brought up. We were talking about
boron, magnesium, and a few other minerals.
But yeah, it has something to do with the relationship with magnesium.
Allotrope of boron.
Allotrope
of boron.
So then you mentioned boric oxide, and when I looked up boric oxide, it is a white glassy solid with the formula B2O3.
Yeah.
And it's almost always found in this form, amorphous, vitreous form. However, it can be crystallized after extensive annealing. And annealing in metallurgy and material science is a heat treatment that alters a material to increase its ductility and make it more workable. And you were talking about induction earlier this evening. And annealing can improve cold working properties.
Don't you mean zone melting?
Should I continue and talk about work hardening?
No. Do the boric oxide with metals like magnesium or aluminum. Boric oxide with metals like magnesium or aluminum.
So boron trioxide is produced by treating borax with sulfuric acid. You're saying
we want to look at
polymorphism and magnesium.
Polymorphism. It's the ability of a solid material to exist in multiple forms or crystal structures known
there
as polymorphs. That the
okay.
eye block.
Now, you know what polymorphism is. Now, apply that to boron in regards to magnesium or analinium.
Boron is a non-metallic solid, a chemical element of atomic number 5, usually prepared as a brown powder, but when very pure, it forms hard, shiny black crystals with semiconducting properties. Semiconducting properties.
You'll find it in super magnets, neodymium iron. Ion, is this just a sense of the chemical properties of making ourselves more conductive?
No. You got to reduce the volatile boron halide. No, that won't work either. You're trying to marry boron with hydrogen at high temperatures.
Co-ambivalent.
And you That's use better. Magnesium in some way to marry boron with hydrogen.
Dr. Dean says you use it every way.
Sounds like the stuff of bones. All right, the stuff of bones, we're talking about phosphorus, magnesium, boron, calcium. Am I climbing up the wrong tree, Ion?
There's a tree? Okay, so what you're really trying to find out is if there's any connection between a cubic allotrope of boron. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And then the answer is no, you're not up the wrong tree.
It can be used in amalgam.
You don't use amalgam. Why would you put mercury in anything?
Except tooth fillings. We like those.
Possibly.
Or don't.
But your body eats those, so we don't care. But if you're going to do that, just drink them. Here.
In what cells are we talking about that these elements are necessary for? All cells or particular cells or?
Shifting and... mystery landscape. We're trying to build walls in the mystery landscape.
So we're talking these are formed over force fields?
Is there love involved? We don't. Maybe.
I love love, but you tell me, Ion. So we're talking to strictly biological processes then?
Yes.
Does this have to do with our perfected DNA and the coding sequence of, the programming of?
No, it has to do with the world in which you will be living in. See, the
and we're building walls in the mystery landscape.
Well, we were until all that haberdashery got in the way. Y'all keep throwing your clothes in the pile, and you're never going to get the right clothes back on at this rate because you can't get there.
Does the boron-magnesium relationship have to do with the bones and... the blood, marrow, making blood?
No.
Does it concern the atmosphere of the new Earth?
Yes.
So we're working in the air in the mystery landscape.
Mm-hmm. Now you know how Kitty Carlisle felt when she played on What's My Line.
I'm just throwing darts.
We were talking about the armor, if our dermis becoming armor and an exoskeleton.
Yes. Yeah.
So if we're in the atmosphere,
there's a thread. If you pull the thread, so a needle pulling thread.
So we were
one of
talking these
things
about.
Is not like the other. Which one of them is not?
If we're in the atmosphere, we're with the cloud of glory then.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Which JW is this, Ion?
Two.
We did one, that was the rough guy, now two.
Okay, Ion, let's go back to the beginning again. We were talking about H3O being a waste product of the process we were discussing.
Now, some of this stuff doesn't get spoke about, so you're talking half a minute.
Yeah, JW2 didn't know what JW4 was saying.
JW4 told us everything.